Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kathy Perry is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy is a member of our Brain Trust. She's been joining me for months now, several months, trying to help us get a little bit better educated about social media. As I said earlier in the hour, before Kathy got here, one of my goals for the last 2 years has been to help you make social media an important part of your marketing strategy, of your business strategy. Because as I've said, folks, if you remember, I've said this is a craze, but it's not a fad. It is kind of crazy how it's taken us by storm, social media, but it's not a fad. And what I mean by that is it's not going away. It's here to stay. And you and I have to learn how to make something positive of it and get with the program. And that's what Kathy's here to do. She is a social media and marketing expert. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. And our good friend Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Kathy. You know, one of the things that I have been saying about small business owners getting involved in social media is that I've been reminding them that they even though they may think they're a little bit behind, you know, they may be a little behind the curve a little bit, I've reminded them that they don't have to win this race. This is not a race that you have to win. It's just a race you have to participate in. And as much as possible, just keep the leaders in sight. You don't have to beat them. You just have to make sure they don't go over the horizon. And what I'm saying there is just get involved. Find out how the race is run. Find out how people behave in social media and those kinds of things. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, it's really important that a small business lets their customers know who they really are and be real with them, be authentic. And so one of the tips that I always recommend is they create an interesting profile that shows their personality, because everybody loves to do business with people they know, like, and trust.
Yep. Well, and so One of the ways we've seen personality has been the pictures that people put up as their photo in the social media sites, right?
Absolutely.
Some of them are a little.
You can
some
tell
of them
a lot about a person based on what their profile is like.
Yeah. And there isn't there, you know. Sometimes though, Kathy, I've seen the profiles and the photos of people who I know them, and I know that they're fun. I know that they've got a personality, but I also know that they run a serious business. And I think you have to be careful. Look, everybody knows that I like to have fun. I'm going to have fun all day long in my business and still be successful. But I do think that you can't let your personal social media profile be the same identical thing as your professional profile. What do you think about that, Kathy?
Well, I agree with you, Jim. And also, you want to mimic your market. So if your market is a little bit more formal, you need to also be that way. You can't throw up those real casual photos that might be you out drinking or something like that.
Right.
And you always have to use discretion whenever you're posting anything, whether it's a picture, video, or even the words that you're writing. You have to be careful because you still are your brand. And a lot of people make that mistake and they cross that line.
One of the ways you can see this in action, Kathy, is on Twitter. Because Twitter is still a combination, is more than any other site that I know of. It still hasn't differentiated. There is no bifurcation of the personal and the business.
Still like a wild, wild west over on Twitter.
And I see people trying to make it as a serious you know, as a serious player on Twitter. Their business is serious, but the way they present themselves doesn't lead me to believe that they're serious. Not that they need to put a tie on. I don't mean that, but just, you know, some of the things that they do and say, and the way that they, and the way their photo looks for also, doesn't lead me to believe that they're a serious business. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And one of the things that I think a lot of where you can have some success with Twitter is maybe using it to, as a way to drive traffic, maybe having a special offer or coupon or something like that, where you have to be careful you're not posting about the, you know, what you ate for dinner or
right.
things like that, because people don't really care about that. But you have to really make sure that that business essence is still coming through.
Mm-hmm. And see, this is what we're talking about, folks, when we're talking about learning how the protocols are, learning how learning what things are like in the social media environment. There is a learning process there, isn't there? Like, just like we had to learn, just like 13, 14 years ago, Kathy, 10 years ago, not 11 years ago, we had to learn that how to behave with email, how not to spam people, how to use permission marketing. We're still learning those things in social media, aren't we?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, you know, and the social media platforms are always changing, which makes it worse. Like Facebook, for example, when they first started, they didn't have a place for businesses.
Right.
So businesses were creating personal pages.
Right.
And then Facebook came out with fan pages.
Right.
But then now they've changed it to just being pages. So businesses do get confused because the tools are changing all the time.
Right.
And that's half the battle, staying up with it and figuring out,
you can't learn about these things, folks, if you're not showing up. Right, Kathy?
That's true.
You got to show up and be part of it, don't you?
Yes, you have to play, you know, and I talk about that. I say, well, you have to play where your customers are playing.
Right. Oh, Kathy, give us your website, please.
It's www.kathyperry.com.
That's Kathy with a K, and that's Perry with a P, .com. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blass again. When we come back, we're going to get to Kathy to talk to us about what you should be posting on your social media sites, among other things, right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Fleetwood Mac to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.